This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today arrived at Puttaparthi Airport in the Sri Satya Sai District Headquarters to participate in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The Prime Minister was accorded a grand welcome at the Puttaparthi Airport by the Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Deputy Chief Minister K. Pawan Kalyan and public representatives and officials. The Prime Minister performed special prayers at the Mahasamadhi of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba in Prashanti Nilayam. There he donated Godanam to four farmers as part of the Godana program for farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 21st installment of the PM Kisan scheme from Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu this afternoon. Mr. Modi will release the 21st installment amounting to more than 18,000 crore rupees to support 9 crore farmers across the country. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry said so far more than 3,70,000 crore rupees have been disbursed to over 11 crore farmer families in the country. The scheme provides 6,000 rupees a year to eligible farmer families, becoming one of the world's largest direct benefit transfer programs. The benefits of the scheme are being provided to those farmers whose land details are seeded in PM Kisan portal, have bank accounts seeded with Aadhaar, and eKYC is completed. In Bihar, newly elected MLAs of NDA will meet in Patna today to elect their leader. All 202 newly elected MLAs from the five NDA parties, BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Jana Shakti Party Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will attend the meeting and elect the alliance leader. Enforcement Directorate ED has arrested Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, chairman of the Al Falah Group under Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, 2002. The arrest took place following a detailed investigation and analysis of evidences gathered during search action conducted at Al Falah Group premises in the ongoing probe in an enforcement case information report. ED has conducted search operations at 19 locations in Delhi yesterday, including the premises of Al Falah University and residential premises of key persons of Al Falah Group. In Andhra Pradesh, another exchange of fire took place in the agency region of Rampachoravaram early this morning. Speaking to the media in Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh Intelligence Additional Director General Mahesh Chandra Ladda said that 6 to 7 Maoists were killed in the encounter between security forces and Maoists in the forest area. He added that it would be better for the remaining Maoists to surrender. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have paid tribute to Rani Lakshmibai on her birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the story of Lakshmibai's bravery and valour in the First War of Independence fills the hearts of the countrymen with zeal and passion even today. The Home Minister in his social media post urged the citizens to read Rani Lakshmibai's saga of heroism and draw inspiration from her sacrifice and dedication to the motherland. Prime Minister Modi also paid tributes to former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi on her birth anniversary today. On the occasion of the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, senior party leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi visited Shakti Sthal in New Delhi and paid homage to Indira Gandhi. Other leaders of the party also paid tributes to Indira Gandhi. An Israeli airstrike on a Palestinian refugee camp in southern Lebanon killed 13 people and wounded several others yesterday. It was the deadliest strike on Lebanon since a ceasefire in the Israel-Hezbollah war a year ago. In cricket, India A marched into the semi-finals of the Rising Stars Asia Cup 2025 tournament with a 6-wicket win over Oman in their final Group E match at the West End Park International Cricket Stadium in Doha, Qatar yesterday. Indian stock markets started trading in green after opening on negative note today. The Sensex was up 245 points or 0.29% to 84,918, while Nifty also gained 53 points or 0.2% to 25,963 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.